Hey everyone, what's up? Here's a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. So due to popular demand, today's episode will be about prepositions, basic use of prepositions in and on, to be more specific. So this will probably turn into a series, and we will have future episodes to talk about other uses of in and on. So let's get started with how to use in and on to speak about the time something happened, will happen, or usually happens, and so on and so forth. So you guys know that I usually give lots of examples, so I may have to concentrate on the most common ways to use these prepositions, okay? Rather than including every single possible use. Okay, are you ready for many examples using in and on? This is going to be simple and straightforward. Let's start with examples of things that are going to happen in a few days. My coffee will be ready in a minute. In 60 seconds, I will have my coffee. I will have some free time in 2 days. Today is Wednesday, so in 2 days, I will have more free time. I will be working on the next podcast in a week from now. Many Brazilians will go on vacation in about 2 months, right? It's May 21 today, so in about 2 months. It'll be the middle of July, and there will be lots of people going on vacation, I guess. When you get to the doctor's office, sometimes the receptionist will tell you, Dr. So-and-so will be with you in a minute. In a minute. In 2 minutes. In 30 minutes. The book you've ordered will be here in 3 days. Your book should be here in 3 days. So, can you notice how whenever we want to communicate the amount of time it's going to take for something to happen or be completed, we say, what? In 2 hours, in 3 days, in a month. And we can also say in a month's time. All right, now let's focus on when exactly something happened or will happen or usually happens and so on. So what are the most common ways to say that? We use the days of the week, for example, Monday, Tuesday, etc. Or a date, January 1st, July 13th, for example. Months, February, March. A year, 1985 or 2006. So listen to this. Brazil won the World Cup in 1994. And then it won again in 2002. Brazil lost in 2006 and it lost again in 2010. What will happen in 2014? I honestly don't know. Everyone's expecting Brazil to win in 2014, right? After all, we're the hosts and they say our team is really good now? We'll see. We will have presidential elections in 2014. I moved to London in 2013. And I don't know if everyone knows that, but Inglês Online got started in 2006. Late 2006. Got it? Let's talk about months now. Inglês Online got started in November. November of 2006. Christmas is in December. Brazilian vacations are in July, also in January and December. My cousin's birthday is in April. My sister's birthday is in August. I moved to London in May of 2013. Easter usually falls in March or April. School year starts in February in Brazil, right? What else is in February? Your birthday, maybe? Carnival, sometimes? Now, let's talk about specific days, be it a day of the week or a date. I usually publish a new podcast on Wednesday or Thursday, sometimes on Friday. I go to the gym on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and sometimes on Saturdays as well. On Saturdays, I like to go to park for a walk. This weekend, I'm going to a bar on Saturday. So you do something on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. And sometimes we just say Monday, like I'm gonna see him Monday. For specific dates, same thing. The party will be on the 15th of June or on June 15. Christmas will be on December 25 this year. Just kidding, it's on December 25 every year, obviously. The office party will be on November 23. My friend's graduation ceremony will be on March 20. So listen to this podcast a few times and then give me your examples. What's gonna happen in your life in a month's time? So in 30 days. What happened in 1998? What happened in April in your life? When's your birthday? Let us know in the comments and talk to you next time.